eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. It's a podcast on a Thursday as we're about to say hello to summer. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Yes, it's a hello to summer. We'll be doing the warm-up program tomorrow from DJs in Belmar. I'm excited for that. I know it's going to be chilly probably for us in the morning.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do, and maybe if you're going out early to this, you dress in layers. That's what they say, Jerry.
Damn
and then
right.
Little by little, you peel off your layer. So yes. I will have a T-shirt on.
You'll be showing your nipples.
Right, at some point. Because like they say, T-shirt time. T-shirt on. Here's how my plan on what I'm going with. T-shirt, zip-up hoodie.
Yeah.
Coat, winter hat, baseball hat. So I could switch it off as the morning gets warmer.
I've never seen anyone wear a ski cap over a baseball hat.
No,
that's
no,
going to be weird.
Well, I'll have them separate. Those I won't wear on top of each other. Those I'm not going to layer.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But I like to have a nice baseball hat for afterwards.
I'm with you.
And then that's it. Then we're officially into summer tomorrow. That's it, Jerry.
And when we leave at 10, it is going to feel like summer.
It is going to feel like summer because it's going to be beautiful weather.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 70 and sunny tomorrow.
So. 70 and sunny. I did see that it's 21 and over after 1 p.m.
Okay.
Which seems a little strange.
If there's alcohol, I don't know why it would make a difference.
Right. I don't either.
Because I think they're serving at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they'll be serving, Jerry. So, yeah, I guess, you got to get the kids there early. And I guess they don't trust Tiki Barber at 1 o'clock. He's going to be very shocking. I know he has a couple of shocking things planned.
Maybe he does.
For this event.
Strippers.
And then Carton and Roberts.
Right.
And all this fun stuff, Jerry. So
I found Craig hilarious when he
said,
we're not team players that we don't stay all day.
Oh, really?
For the station. And my first thought was, don't think we'll see you at 5 a.m.
No.
And I don't want to hear he's got a Fox show to do.
Right.
You can't ask us to stay all day if you're not going to be there all day.
Right. Plus, he didn't stay there all day last year. He didn't have that Fox show.
That's true.
He wasn't doing Fox.
That is very
true. Being there all day, it's too much.
No, I agree. That's a really long ass day.
It's a long day. You got to pick your spots.
Yep,
sometimes people come and go, and you go back. You go get something to eat. You
yep.
come back. You go take a walk across the beach, across the street to the beach. You come back. All these things. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope we see the, there's foxes that run around the New Jersey beaches.
You
nowadays.
Have told me that, yes.
So that'd be really cool to see a fox. And by foxes, Jerry, I mean girls in bikinis, they're foxes.
Not all girls in bikinis.
By the way, I got a couple of college girls moved in across the street from me.
How's that working out for you?
They're in thongs all day, all week long.
Just be careful what you say. And don't be a
I'm
weird
not,
old guy.
I'm living my life.
I know. I just say you don't want to get caught staring.
I'm not staring. I'm just telling you. There were college girls that moved in across the hall. Not across the hall. They're not okay. in my building. They're across the way, and they happen to wear thongs all the time.
What about other people that have moved in around you? You don't seem to mention them.
Well, they're old people. Like me. There are old people not in thongs.
And not exciting.
And younger women in thongs.
I gotcha.
And I did just, I finally realized, like, I wouldn't even get a look by a college girl now.
No.
Like, not even a glance.
No, unless you spread a rumor that you are worth $8 billion. No.
Like, you know, like there's some older, good-looking guys that college girls would be interested in. Like, they'd be like
a distinguished.
Yeah, like a distinguished professor, but like a thin, bald guy with glasses walking a thin dog. No. Turns out they don't even look.
Have you tried?
No, but I have to walk past them sometimes with the dog.
It's as if you're not there.
It's as if I don't exist. They don't even get like look how cute the dog is. Nothing.
Maybe
nothing,
one day
Jerry.
Well, look how cute the dog's owner is.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man.
And I see the guys they're hanging out with, muscular, abs, tan. Like, man.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Totally different world.
I know. I was at a senior prom last night. Not the prom, but the pre-prom party.
Yes.
18-year-olds don't look like 18-year-olds anymore.
Yeah, may I say, you and I have a mutual friend on Facebook. Well, he's a friend of yours.
My wife?
No, not your wife.
Okay.
Another fellow who likes to take pictures with
I know who you're talking about.
With gals.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
He posted a bunch of pictures from that.
Oh, he did?
Your son did pretty good for himself.
She seems like a very... last night was the first night I met her. She seems like a great, great girl.
Yes, I would say that as well, Jerry.
Did she move in across from you? You pig.
Yeah, the
girls look like they're 30.
Yeah, they look... That is very weird. Like, even like these college girls... You'll see the college girls walking around in thongs, and then you'll see their boyfriends who are in good shape, but they don't look like...
They don't look as mature.
They don't look as mature, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're muscular, testosterone-up dudes in loose moods.
Yeah.
There's music playing, and I'm just like... Then you know what the other interesting thing about old...
And then you're like... I need to make my 4 p.m. reservation for dinner.
The other odd thing that's funny about it, in the same day I saw these girls, I walked past these girls. They were in bikinis and thongs.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking my dog in jeans and a zip-up jacket.
A
zip-up jacket. I had a jacket on. That's how cool it was.
I got it.
And they were like, free as can be, Jerry.
I know.
Free as can be.
Different stages of life, my friend.
Yeah. But in some other ways, it's actually nice and relaxing to be at this stage in life. Like, I don't even have to be concerned with impressing college girls anymore because it's impossible. Like, there's nothing I could, even if I, like, sat on my porch playing a guitar.
Right. Doesn't matter anymore.
They'd be like, there's an old guy playing guitar, songs we don't know.
To impress the divorcee at this point.
Yeah. Divorcees. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Moms. Like, you girls got moms?
That are younger.
If I was single, I'm not single,
Jerry. That are younger than you.
Yeah. By the way, this is our, Gina and I, 8th year anniversary.
And you spent the first 7 minutes talking about girls and thongs.
I'm just saying, Jerry, we were talking about how summer is here.
8 years, huh?
8 years.
God, it goes fast.
It does go fast.
Yeah, I know. I know, I know.
8 years, Jerry.
This year, what, this is 2023?
It's 2023.
So Kim and I are together 32 years.
Wow.
In August.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's the funny thing. We talk about, like, you know, we've always talked about you being so far gone from the dating game.
Yeah.
Like 32 years.
Yeah.
And then me having this revelation as I was walking my dog past the college girls and thinking, like, the last time I was dating, which was only 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I was still dating girls in their late 20s.
As an early 40s.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though.
That's still, but
a 28-year-old and a 41-year-old is not a big deal. It's just not.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, but I wasn't, I was 40, let's see, I would say
45.
So in 2013 and 2014, I was 43, 44.
And were the girls 28 or were we talking 26?
No, like 28.
Okay.
27, 28, 31.
Yeah, that's not.
They were in there.
I just don't think that's big a deal.
But now, being out of it for 8 years, you tack 8 years on to 44?
Yeah.
It makes that was the, there's the spot.
It could be.
The weird spot.
It could be, depending upon the guy. Like, if you stay young and in shape,
could you imagine me, though, going over to the college thong party? Being like, this is my boyfriend, Al. He's 53. Hey, what are you guys? What are you dudes doing? What are you dudes? Are you guys want to lift? You
guys want to go to see the Replacements tonight?
Now, you guys mentioned we're going out at 10 because I go to bed about 8. Could you guys mind going out earlier I could hang out?
That party? Is the perfect you're dating grandpa spot.
Right. Right. That'd be great, like, if I had a lot of money. Then they could date grandpa and then go out and party with their friends all night long. You know what I'm saying?
Doing God knows what with God knows who.
Right.
Not you.
Not me, Jerry.
Yeah, that would be
I'm too tired.
That'd be a bad situation for
Very
you.
Bad situation. But you know what? It is nice to have people back in the Jersey Shore towns because in the off season, it could get depressing there.
Oh, I know it can. I know all these if you're in a shore town like Point Pleasant, I don't think is that bad because people live in Point Pleasant year round. Big schools now, right on the beach. No, but there's a lot of activity around Point Pleasant. You're in some of these shore towns and perhaps Bradley beaches like that, like you're saying, it's like a ghost town for months. So I get it. It's this now everything's alive again.
Yeah, it's weird because Gina had told me about that because she's been living down the shore for much longer than me. And she said, you know, there's this seasonal, what do they call
it?
Seasonal something disorder, mm-hmm. which is like a seasonal depression. I was like, what are you talking about? It's so great. To me, I would think so cool when no one's around and it's you got the town yourself and it's so much. But when it is just gray.
But I have that at home, too. When
you
I don't
do,
live
right?
Down the oh, yeah.
Because it's gray and it's cold and it's raining.
When we get into those stretches where it rains 5 out of 7 days and the other 2 days you don't see the sun.
Yeah.
There's nothing but it's depressing. It's like, and I don't want to sit in the house anymore. And I look out the window. I don't even want to get in the car because you're going to get soaked going. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. But here's the thing what we have to remember, all of us, those listening, Jerry, you, me, we're at the very start. So live.
I agree.
Live, damn it.
I'm with you.
Live your life to the fullest.
What are you going to do to live?
Well, I walk my dog in a zipped up shirt.
It sounds like the same thing you did last week.
Live, Jerry.
You are going to go see John Mellencamp in Indiana.
So I am going to go see John Mellencamp in Indiana. I'm going to go see Eric Church. I'm going to go see Bruce Springsteen. I'm going to try to go see some things.
You're seeing Bruce again?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, he's playing at MetLife Stadium in August.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He's coming back around from Europe, and he's going to do Wrigley Field, Fenway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what I have to see is Pink. If I don't take my wife to see Pink this summer, I'm going to get strangled.
Is she touring?
She is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to figure out where. I know she's playing the Garden, but that's not until like November.
I hate she's a winter concert.
I really want to go this summer. She's playing the stadium. She's in Philly and at...
she's playing Lincoln Financial Field?
No, Citizens Bank.
Really?
And she's playing Citi Field.
Pink?
Mm-hmm. So part of me wants to go. That part of me is like, do I want to see it in a stadium like that? I'm not sure. But I got to go see her somewhere. Because my wife will shoot me if I don't take her.
I always wonder how they decide what size venue you're going to play.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, because the weirdest thing, like everyone's familiar with the band Train.
Sure.
They have a lot of songs on the radio.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
10, at
Popular
least.
Popular band.
They've never played the Garden because it's too big.
The Garden's too big
for Train? Yeah. It is so strange
Unless
to me.
Unless they don't think highly enough of themselves, maybe.
That they're afraid to book the Garden?
Maybe.
I don't know. And then you have things like to me, I know Morgan Wallen's popular, but I wouldn't think he would sell out MetLife Stadium.
Right.
Like Taylor Swift, yes. Bruce Springsteen, yes. But I didn't know Morgan Wallen, especially around here where there is no country radio, really.
Right.
And he's huge enough to sell out. And like Pink is the one I would think, like the Garden, yes.
Pink's big.
I wouldn't think the stadiums.
She is. And you talk about hits.
Yeah.
She's probably got 15.
I think you also have to be someone who your audience is multi-generational. like you've got.
But I think she is, though, because I think Pink. So Pink.
Well, that's what I mean. I think she does fall into that.
Oh, okay. Because I wouldn't. If you told me she, I wouldn't say sell. I wouldn't say MetLife Stadium, but something in between an arena and a stadium. I think she could put 40,000 people. Oh, she is. Well, that's right.
Yeah.
City Field and Citizens Bank. It's like perfect, I think.
Yeah.
Because she does. I remember Kim meeting her in the airport in Cabo in 2000.
You met Pink in the airport?
She did. I didn't. She recognized her.
And she went up to her?
She was sitting by herself, and Kim was starstruck for sure and loved her. And it was early on. She only had a couple of songs. I don't remember which ones. And she's like, is it wrong just to go say hello? I'm like, no, I just don't make a scene. I'm like, you know, if you want to just say, hey, love your work and just keep moving. So she went over. It is exactly what she said. And then I don't know if she asked for an autograph or what it was, but Pink signed her boarding pass, the back of her boarding pass, which Kim still has. She found it the other
day.
That
is cool.
Within, I would say, 30 seconds of her signing that pass and handing it back to her. And she gave Kim a smile. I saw it, whatever. As Kim starts walking away, a crush to where security had to come and whisk her away to a private room. And she felt so bad about it.
That she started the wave.
She started it.
Yeah.
But she was really... But so my point is 2000 to now 2023, we were in our mid-20s back then. Now we're in our late 40s.
Yeah.
And she crosses over a lot. So you're right.
It's a very big crossover.
Yeah.
I was watching this... you know how I love a good Netflix documentary, Jerry?
Yeah, I've heard.
This one is called... Victim, suspect. Really interesting.
Was this right before you went to bed again last night?
Yeah, right before bed last night. This is a documentary. I'm still watching it because, of course, I can't watch anything in one sitting. Like I get sleepy and fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting documentary about women who accused men of sexual assault and then the authorities not believing the women. And then arresting the women for a false police report.
Wow.
And it is wild because what happens is in almost all the cases, drinking's involved, right?
Okay.
And then they're trying to piece together whether this was a consensual act or not.
Okay.
And it just made me think about, like, whether you are the guy in that situation or the woman in that situation, one night can ruin your life.
One five-minute stretch can ruin your life.
Yeah. And what I imagine has to go on is if drinking's involved,
everything's fuzzy.
Right. And then even your recollection to even try to think, did I do the wrong thing, no matter which side you're on there.
Right.
Whether you're the accuser or the accused.
And also what a he said, she said it is.
Yeah.
Without real evidence or video, it's the way you perceive what happened.
Yeah. The thing I took from it is just this idea of like, especially drinking. Like if something happens to you or you do something to someone when you're drinking, your life is going to be ruined, and you're not even going to fully remember.
And don't even believe you did it.
Right.
Especially if you're the type of drinker that doesn't remember things. And I know you've had that issue
with certain alcohols. Sure.
I don't think I've ever experienced that. I usually wake up and feel pretty good about what I remember doing and not doing. I also don't. It's a long time. I am not the type that likes to binge drink at all. And I don't like getting to the point where I can't stand up. I haven't gotten sick in a long time, who wants to do that when you sit over the bowl? So I think that helps in that I have some good awareness of where the line is not to cross in terms of drinking too much.
Right.
And I don't think I've ever experienced the blackout scenario. Never.
Yeah, I feel fortunate to be past that point in my life. But if, you know, watching that show, I think if I was like the father of young people, man, they're, you know, my niece and nephew, I feel like they're probably still on the tail end of that.
Yeah.
and then I have other nieces
and
nephews.
There's no tail end. It never ends.
Yeah, I guess.
It doesn't end.
Right. If you go out drinking.
And you drink the wrong thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you meet the wrong person that seduces you the wrong way.
Yes.
Or flirts with you the wrong way. And you take it in a different way that they're trying to express it. Man, be careful.
Right. I did both ends of things.
I saw, you know, Matthew last night at the pre-prom party. Yeah. And there were five of his friends that I've known for a long time. And I had the same message to every one of them. Shook their hand. I said, hey, have a good time tonight. I'm like, don't be an idiot. And don't do anything stupid. And they all looked at me and smiled. But that's all you can do.
Right.
And then and this is where I love people. You know, I trust my kid. Good for you. I just hope. I can trust them all I want. It's not going to.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Can't trust alcohol.
I just hope that they didn't do anything stupid and they did the right thing.
Right.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Hope. Hope. Everything else is bullshit, honestly.
Yeah.
You do the best you can as a parent, and you hope that they take your advice and that they were raised properly and they make good decisions.
Yeah.
Because you are right. One bad move and your life change, whether it's criminally or getting someone pregnant when you're not ready to be parents.
Yes.
Everything changes.
Everything changes in a small thing, small amount, a small window.
You're not getting, boy, when that testosterone's going. And,
yeah. Alcohol and testosterone. That's got to be a terrible mixture, Jerry.
And I'll tell you this, too. And this is, I'm not going on a soapbox, nothing like that. I'm on record as saying, we even talked about this last night, if I had girls, I don't think I'd still be married. I really don't. If I had two girls instead of two boys, and that's not a great thing to say, but I just know how I would be with a daughter, probably a lot more protective.
Yeah.
And my wife is more of the, you got to let them live. I'm like, I got to tell you, man. The way these girls dress, it blows me away.
Yeah. Well, you see it, like I drive by these Jersey Shore bars, you know, just to get back home going from Gina's. What the girls are wearing
or
in the
not
line,
wearing.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Show a lot of skin. A
lot of skin, Jerry.
I know.
That's the places where you're mixing alcohol.
And right. And so that's where, as a parent, and this is what I'm talking about, I would be terrified every time my 18-year-old daughter went out dressed like an 18-year-old dresses these days, which is essentially showing off your ass in spandex pants or shorts, showing a lot of belly skin. A
lot of belly.
And propping up the boobs.
Yeah.
And now you've got 19, 20, hell, 25-year-old guys drinking with testosterone running through their veins. I would be terrified.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm telling you that's how I would be.
You also have 53-year-olds with barely any testosterone left running through their veins.
And you're still gawking.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. I did that with CeeLo. We'll be back tomorrow live from DJ's in Belmar, New Jersey. Come on by if you're in the area. Until then, we will soar!